And 2 weeks later, somebody shot him in the back down there.
Well, that was, when was that? You mean the jail here in Edinburgh?
Yeah, 1913. The only hanging we had.
It was legal?
Yes, it was legal. Of course, my father felt terrible about it because the man that was about who was hanged was one of his workmen, and he was convicted on circumstantial evidence. The man that got away really did the killing, a man. He got away to Mexico. They killed a Mexican couple and really mutilated them quite a bit, but it was the man that did it that found out later. But this man was the only one caught, and they tried him. My father tried every way in the world to save him, but he couldn't. And was caught later in Brownsville, and he was hanged himself. But this Negro, they paid him $5 to pull the trap, see. And I have a full account on the hanging that I've done through the court records. And he had a fair trial and everything, but circumstantial evidence is what convicted him, you see. And they didn't have the other fellow, and there were no other witnesses. They used an axe or something to cut him up with. And in the interview that I made with some two boys, young boys that watched the hanging, the jail had some ladders up there yet, because they'd been fixing the cupola where the hanging trap was. And one was 17, one was 19, and they slipped up them those ladders and watched the whole thing, see. And the thing that they remembered so distinctly was that he worried so much because there were two buttons on his shoes weren't buttoned. So the jailer had to come in there and button the shoes for him. And they had to argue with him quite a bit to get the cap over his head, see. But he finally consented, and of course they described the thing, is, which I think is very grotesque, you know, that his feet were about 2 feet from the floor, you know, when he was finally, his neck, of course, broke when the trap fell, you know. And see, my father took us all out of town to San Juan because we only lived 4 blocks from the jail, and they had been practicing using the trap to see whether it would work good, and we could hear it, see. So he took us out of town so we wouldn't hear it. That day he couldn't stand it because he knew the man was not guilty. There was just circumstantial evidence. The other one was a mean one. And as we came into town, we met the funeral procession, so we didn't gain anything by that, you know. My father felt very sad about it. It was a very bad thing. It's the only person that was hanged there. And the funny thing, they had the little train that came up to the courthouse to deliver materials. It was called Flossie. And the train was to blow its whistle when it was leaving at 11 o'clock, and that was a signal for the trap to be pulled, you see. And there were quite a few people in the area. And of course, all the legal men were there, people responsible for the court and everything. But he had a fair trial, but it was just circumstantial evidence that got him. His name was Abraham.
That's very interesting. What's your occupation now? That sounds interesting too.
Well, I'm head teacher at this young adult program for mental health, mental retardation. And it's a training unit for trainable children from 15, well, I've got them 15 to 24. By trainable, TMRs means that their IQ is 50 and below. They're not educable at all, they're just trainable. And a good many of them are marginal cases, and a good many of them are more emotionally disturbed than they are retarded, because with the exception of one or two, they're all Latins. And Latins have the idea that if they've got a child that's in the family that's kind of dumb, they either hide him and put him under the bed, or they work him to death, you know, and beat him up for the least little thing. But many of these children have been abused quite a bit. And last year, I got a boy that was 18 years old that the mother hadn't even toilet trained. Imagine.